It's April 21st. Do you know what struck me the most in Bakhmut during the few weeks that I spent in this town, perhaps the hottest spot on the planet? It was the endless Russian meat waves, suicidal attacks on Ukrainian positions that happened every half an hour or even every 15 minutes. One group of Russians sees with their own eyes how their comrades are killed or maimed by direct fire, but abruptly run over the corpses of their predecessors to the same machine guns and mortars that just destroyed the advanced units. The Russians don't change their approach to attacks. Sometimes they try to be cunning in certain places, and they constantly use the terrorist tactic of striking civilian infrastructure, but their main idea of taking positions through suicidal endless infantry attacks is unchangeable. I can roughly imagine the logic of Russian generals. They were able to take several square miles of ruins in Bakhmut in 6 or 7 months through such meat waves, so they should continue the same way. Why change anything if practice has shown that it can work, and the commanders in Russia will still send reinforcements for the new meat waves? And it's not just in Bakhmut. A sniper acquaintance of mine told me that every day he would take down one or two Russians on a forest path used for communication between the occupiers' positions. The Russians knew there was a sniper waiting for them there, saw that they were losing comrades every day, but didn't even try to find another route. They just followed the path marked by the commanders on the map. Perhaps they were afraid to disobey orders from officers, and the officers did not bother to give a new order to find a new path because they simply didn't care. Inflexibility, unwillingness to change behavior depending on circumstance, probably the main distinguishing feature not only of the occupying army, but also of the Russian state itself. Not long ago, I came across a report by Ukrainian intelligence about the preparation by Russians of a coup in Ukraine in 2021. The Russians wanted to overthrow the current government and install their own people in power who would portray themselves as the bloodthirsty Nazis. After that, the Russian army was supposed to invade Ukraine under the pretext of fighting against Nazism. But the coup failed. Its perpetrators were identified and arrested in advance. Did this disturb Moscow? Not in the slightest. In the absence of a fascist junta, the government of Zelensky was declared by Russia as a fascist junta. Zelensky himself, a descendant of Russian-speaking Jewish family whose relatives died during the Holocaust and who only began to learn Ukrainian properly after being elected president, this guy was declared by Russia as the main Ukrainian Nazi. They didn't even try to come up with a new justification for their invasion. They used pre-prepared nonsense invented in case of a successful coup. They weren't ready for real war. They weren't ready for resistance they encountered here. And they're still not ready to admit that they lost, that their inflexibility and stupidity led them to disaster.
And a couple of good words at the end of the episode.
I would like to thank Vietnam veteran Tom for his letter of support, Kristen, Kim, Gary, James, and everyone else who supports and helps me. If I could, I would hug each and every one of you guys personally.